Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
The ACC is cleaning up in football bowl revenues. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. If you wonder why college athletics is reluctant to change anything, from academics to paying athletes to limiting coaching salaries, this is the week to see why. But get ready to gulp. The forthcoming postseason projections are out, and the ACC is a close second to the SEC in monies that will be received. The ACC, which basically splits its postseason revenues equally among its member schools, is projected to bring in more than $83 million from the college football playoffs and major bowl games. As one of the so-called Power Five conferences, the ACC receives a $50 million base from TV contracts, plus $6 million for Florida State's participation in the Rose Bowl semifinal game, and $27.5 million for Georgia Tech's visit to the Orange Bowl. Yes, this is a double dippo for the ACC, whose 2014 champion goes to the Rose Bowl as part of the new playoff system, and whose runner-up, Georgia Tech, goes to Miami this year because FSU made the college football Final Four. That's a total of $83.5 million to the conference, second behind the SEC's $87 million for having Alabama in the Sugar Bowl semifinal game, Mississippi State in the Orange Bowl, and Ole Miss in the Peach Bowl, one of the core six bowl games that rotate as playoff sites every 3 years. The Big Ten and Pac-12 will bring in $60 million each this year, and the Big 12 $58 million. But those three leagues will each receive $40 million more dollars from their contracts with the Rose Bowl and Sugar Bowl that their schools are not receiving this year due to the playoff format. Each of the five leagues will also split another $15 million based on how their schools finished in the college football playoff rankings, which is likely more TV money. If all that sounds like a big game of Monopoly with $1,000 bills flying through the air like elephants with golden ears, you're exactly right. These ungodly gross figures are then passed down to the schools, which anxiously await the dough so they can make their budgets and pay their expenses. In years when the major bowl revenues are paid as contracted, certain conferences could top the $100 million mark for revenues generated from those seasons. So you want to change the game of college athletics? Good luck trying to fight those dumbo numbers. This is Archansky. See ya.